Absolutely. It all starts up front. You guys hear that as a cliche, but it really does. I mean, sometimes we have to hold up a little longer to give those guys a second chance, to make some moves. But then there's other times when, he does what he did, and that's get after that quarterback.
I was talking with Champ and Mr. Goodman there, and he said one of the reasons why you guys have been so successful is the chemistry and the cohesive unit, and that's why you guys have only allowed 13 points here in the first two games or something like that.
That is key. When you have the people that we have on the defense, the secondary in particular, with so much wisdom and talent, people just say we're old guys and we can't. No, we have talent back there. We trust one another. If someone says they see something, then we all trust that individual. And I think one of the greatest things on this defense is just accountability. We're very accountable and not making mistakes to cause a big play.
And how much is today's success due in large part because their timing was off because of the pass rush?
It was a whole bunch of things. We had to make sure we do a good job of moving around, not letting the quarterback see what we're going to be in. And maybe that gives that defensive lineman, one of those guys up front, a one-on-one with somebody that they can whoop. So it's just very important for us to play that complementary football on the defensive side of the ball.
Hey, Brian, 2 weeks in a row, you've gone against offenses that have wanted to come at you with big physical backs, and you've turned them away. Is this defense starting to get a personality of being offensive in its own right? They don't care what kind of back is thrown at them, they're going to stop it.
Our job is what it is. It's to stop the run. No matter what back comes in, our job is always the same. Stop the run first, set the edges, and get after the quarterback to make his night not an easy one. We've done a pretty good job of that. We still some plays that we gave up, some big gainers, but we'll fix those things.
You mentioned the talent that you have in defense. How much does it allow you to be even more aggressive, or is it no different from your days in Philly?
Well, I think the thing that I love about this defense is it's not up to one guy to be the guy. Champ doesn't have to be the guy. He can just do his thing, and then when he shows up, he makes a big play, and then we get off the field. You have Elvis and Andre played a good job. So you just have so many different guys that can step up at any given time that we just line up and we know our turn is going to come at some point, and you just take advantage when it does.
It seems like you guys genuinely like one another. That started OTAs. I mean, how did that form?
Obviously it started in the OTA. Well, and off-season conditioning is where that started at. Out there running and having Tooth give it to us pretty good as far as running. Kind of gel pretty quick. And we just have a whole bunch of character guys. And love playing with them.
And it looks like you guys are enjoying playing defense out there too, on the field.
Yes. And it's all about celebrating somebody else also. I mean, I'm going to get my chance. I know that. But when he's having the day he's having, it's like I'm making those sacks. You know what I'm saying? Because that's my guy. That's my dog. So that's when you have a defense that I think excels. When everybody is not, a selfish brand of ball. It's a complimentary. Anybody has their chance, and when your chance comes, you make that play, and we're going to celebrate with you.
2 months ago, how many people in this town did you think believed you'd be 2-0 right now?
Honestly, it didn't matter. It doesn't matter what outside of this locker room they're saying about this team. Anybody else's opinion of us is not our reality. We make our own reality in work. The way we practice, the way we prepare, and the way we play on game day. So, people can continue to talk about us in the negative. That's fine. We don't believe in that.
Ashley Barnes, did you see? It was your kind of official Denver debut. How was the energy, atmosphere?
I played in preseason with against Chicago. It's the same thing. Love it. Love it. Love the intensity of the crowd, the noise that they're bringing to help us out defensively. They caused a couple of offsides. So that's always a positive thing for us.
Did you think that it would come together this quickly, this well? I mean, obviously you might have thought you would start well, but, one touchdown in 2 games. I mean, did you think it might take a little time with the new scheme
and
players?
We ironed out a lot of things in preseason. Some of the mistakes we made. The thing about the preseason for us, it was a chance to go in and learn on the job. Sometimes when you make mistakes, it's the best way to fix it because now I know I can't do that. So a lot of mistakes were made in the preseason. We fixed those things, and we continue to fix things in this game also. But all in all, I think we're gelling. We gel fast, and we continue to gel.
This one
was
very likely Davis to come of age of the young head coach.
Say, guys, I'm sorry.
Could this
a game like this, a dominating performance, not just the last second win, do something for McDaniels as he tries to get his feet on the ground as a head coach?
Well, I think two things there. I think, you know, the fact that we came off an emotional win last week and the way that he was able to make sure that we were up and ready to go for this game. This was a huge game. To come off that emotional win, we could have easily felt too high on ourselves and tanked, you know, came out without emotion, but we didn't do that. And, you know, he was a key clog in that.
When did you guys take, I mean, Quinn wasn't able to do anything at some point in the game. When did you guys take the game, in your opinion?
I don't know if we ever felt we took the game. I think we always had that. We always have the mentality to continue to do your job until the job is done. And until that last drive was over with, our job was not done.
As the veteran that you are, were you looking at Quinn somewhat as a rookie, even though he's not?
Our job is what it is every week, to put pressure on the quarterback, to not give them a good, clear look of what our defense is going to be, and to move around as much as possible and get pressure on it. It matters not of how long you've been in the league.
You read quarterbacks. What did you see when you were reading Quinn today?
I can't tell you that. We might pay him, play him again.
Yeah, you might. But generally speaking, without tipping your hand, what did you see?
Well, he did do a couple of good jobs of staying. You know, he didn't get flushed and flush out of the pocket every time. He stayed in there, took a couple of hits, obviously, but he stayed in there and continued to look downfield.
Brian, you played in the NFC East, one of the more physical divisions in the league. I mean, do you guys line up like with Hagans and Ayers out there? You guys are big in that front seven.
Mm-hmm.
How much of a factor is that?
It's a huge factor. I mean, it makes my job easier. I mean, I can come up and pile on some time and sit back in the secondary and jump some things because I know those guys are going to get pass rush. And also, they're going to make the run materialize a lot faster for me to be able to see where he's trying to go and for me to get there a lot quicker to make those tackles.
Is there such thing as momentum week to week defensively, or is it just, I mean, this league's so crazy. Cincinnati went out and beat Green Bay today. You just never know.
Yeah. Oh, it's a feeling thing.
Yeah.
It's a feeling thing. And it to me, I mean, you call me crazy, call me whatever you want to call me. It started the Arizona game. It started, to me, that feeling kind of moved forward into the, you know, weeks past that. So we have some work to do. The second game of the season, a lot of football yet to be played. But I love the progress we're making.
You feel like you're legit defensively?
We're moving in the right direction.
Young quarterback.
We're going to take two more questions here.
Young quarterback like Brady, how tough do you think it is on him when his team can't establish the run? I mean, it makes it a lot easier for you guys, obviously.
If you can make a team, any team, doesn't matter who the quarterback is, one-dimensional, mm-hmm. that is a plus. It makes your job that much more easy. Talent is concerned, but just as far as the schemes are concerned, you know what to expect, and so you can play a lot more aggressive in certain situations.
Ryan, how do you get swagger from a fourth preseason?
Huh?
How do you get swagger from a fourth preseason?
It's a feeling.
Really?
It's a feeling. It's a mentality. And when those things you practice start to come to fruition and you see those things materialize on the football field, it's a feeling you get. I can't explain it, but it really is a feeling you get.
Thank you.